Port Moody is throwing a welcome party when the CPKC holiday train arrives for the second to last whistle stop of its cross-Canada journey December 20. While the train, comprised of 14 cars lit with thousands of colorful LED lights and seasonal designs, stops behind City Hall from 5:45 to 6:15 p.m., there will be plenty to do both outdoors and in before its arrival and after its departure. Outdoors, there will be a roaring bonfire and live entertainment by local musicians and the École Moody Middle School of the Arts Choir beginning at 5:30 p.m., as well as hot chocolate, chili and hot dogs available by donation. Port Moody Police and Share Family and Community Services will be collecting donations of non-perishable food items or cash for the organization's food bank. Indoors from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., there will be kids' activities and button making in the gym at the Port Moody Recreation Complex, as well as live holiday music, spin art, crafts and festive tattoos in the wellness room. Over at nearby Inlet Theater, there will be two screenings, at 6:30 and 7:15 p.m., of the family-friendly holiday short film Prep and Landing. Port Moody Mayor Megan Lotte said the arrival of the CPKC holiday train for its 26th visit really kicks the festive season into high gear in the city. "We're excited," she said in a news release. "This event is a holiday tradition you don't want to miss." The train began its journey on November 21 in St. John, NB, and it wraps up its four-week trip in Port Coquitlam immediately after its stop in Port Moody. Both stops will feature concerts by reggae fusion band, Magic, and singer-songwriter Sophia Camara. A second holiday train traverses the United States while a smaller Holiday Express train stops in 13 cities in Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas. Since its inaugural journey in 1999, the holiday train has raised more than $24.3 million and collected over 5.3 million pounds of food for food banks in Canada and the U.S. Megaphone got an opinion on this story or any others in the Tri-Cities? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to newsroom@tricitynews.com. Cell phone with arrow want to stay updated on Coquitlam, Port Moody, and more in Belcarra News? Sign up for our free daily newsletter. Speech balloon words missing in an article? Your ad blocker might be preventing hyperlinked text from appearing.